Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email every Sunday. And don't forget to subscribe to my blog. If you can't wait till Sunday, my blog comes every day. And I know that's like a dream come true for you folks, just to think about that. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my website as well. I'm excited about having Simeon Schindelman on the show, ladies and gentlemen. He's president of Small Business United Healthcare. He's the small business division of United Healthcare. Many of you have heard about United Healthcare. Some of you are doing business with them without realizing it. Before I met Simeon, I actually am about to do business with him, and I'll tell you about that in just a little bit. Simeon, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me over.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you here. And what your company does is a very important thing for the marketplace. Your company provides healthcare solutions for small businesses.
We do. We are actually, Jim, the largest provider of health care coverage for small employers in the United States. At our company, when we think about small businesses, we generally think about businesses with up to about 100 employees, mm-hmm. although that's not a rule, but we try to
Up to 100. I think that's a good definition.
We try to design products and services and features that will appeal particularly to smaller employers, which, as everybody listening to this radio program knows, have requirements that are different from larger employers.
No question about it. And thank you for recognizing that. We, believe it or not, we like hearing larger companies say that, because we like it when companies like yours, we can see that they get it.
Well, we do. We do, Jim. I think you may have heard me last night. I had a chance to speak in a public forum.
You did.
Here.
Well done, by the way.
Thank you very much. Well, I said one of the things that's most important at our company, which is I like to remind people that you all work at small employers, or you work at a company that was once a small employer.
Exactly right.
That's the backbone of the American economy.
Henry Ford built his first automobile in his garage. He was a home-based business when he started out, and he became the richest man in the world. You know, Simeon, when I speak around the country to small businesses, I ask them what's the one thing that keeps them up at night. What is the biggest challenge that they have? And even though I know that they got to make payroll on Friday, and that's always on their mind, and when we do, and we actually have done this, I've done this in a rudimentary way, and I've done it with the big screens where they can all click yes or no or whatever, and we put it up on the screen, in a high tech way. It's always the number one concern: healthcare.
I think it is. It's what we hear as well when we talk to small employers, and or when we see professionally developed data about them. It's the biggest cost item that a small employer typically has right immediately after payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So the investment is huge, but the investment goes beyond money. The investment goes to employee relationships, employee welfare, employee satisfaction. And so there's both a financial and an emotional side to this. So it's incredibly important.
Well, and it's important for our competitive advantage as a hirer. You know, we're going to be talking with Brooks Hughes in the next half hour about hiring good people. But you can't get those good people to come on board if you can't be competitive with the benefits, can you?
That's correct. There is a competitive environment regarding benefits, and health insurance, health care coverage is absolutely at the top of the list of what employees look for.
Talk to us about how your industry, and you're in the insurance business, but you know there are a number of different divisions of the insurance. There's property and casualty, et cetera, et cetera. But talk to us about how the health care insurance industry, has had to change in the 21st century over the 21st, the 21st century over the 20th century.
Yeah, that's a terrific topic. There are probably two most important areas that have forced change and allowed change at the same time. One is naturally the cost, which has created in many, many needs that the industry
has to resolve. Double-digit increases over the last 4 years in a row.
At least 4 years in some parts of the country, and with some companies that could even be more than that, and some a little less, but the numbers are big, and they're certainly beyond what you'd expect looking at general inflation in the country.
And for a lot of small businesses, prohibitive.
Cost can become prohibitive. The beautiful part of it, or if there is one, is that while cost is creating a need for change, the availability of information and knowledge and the availability of ways to get at that information and knowledge have changed what the industry does. As you know, years ago, if you only go 5 or 10 or 12 years ago, ours was a relatively passive industry. It was more akin to property and casualty kinds,
right,
of kinds of insurance coverage. Today, the demands of our industry and the demands of employers require people, whether it's an employer, an employee, a provider, to be much more engaged in what goes on, and our company is deeply involved in that.
What are your customers telling you that they're looking for in healthcare services?
Well, I think the number
healthcare
one...
Healthcare insurance services, I guess.
That's a great question. The number one thing our customers ask for really is knowledge, the ability to help make decisions. Individuals have felt that they've been too passive in how they're involved with the healthcare system. And for many of us, me included, it's not easy to navigate, and it's not easy to know what to do.
We've got to go, and this is something I've talked about over and over again. A number of my Brain Trust members are healthcare public policy experts, and I'm glad. And by the way, you've just joined our Brain Trust. Whether you realize it or not, we're not going to let you get away because you got a lot of good stuff to offer us over the next few years. But the thing is that small business owners. This is one of the biggest challenges we face, and everybody, not just small business owners, not just employees, everybody has got to go from being a patient to a consumer, patient that benefits from somebody paying for their health care, to being a consumer of health care services, which just happens to be funded maybe by insurance, maybe partially by us. Would you agree with me when I say that in the 21st century, everybody's going to have to be good consumers, and everybody is going to have to be somewhat involved in the insurance, in the payment of the health care?
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, when we talk about a line item component on an employer's P&L, that's the biggest cost after payroll, we're talking about an employer that needs to be involved and an employer who needs to expect his or her employees to be involved in decision making around their health care. And I think there's no more critical item.
In the 21st century, the days of a paternalistic company, employer pays everything and maybe the employees just throw in a $10 copay, those are really times past, aren't they?
Those are rapidly disappearing. Now, coverage can still be rich. Mm-hmm. However, the expectation of what an employee gets involved in and what an employee knows, that's changed.
Simeon, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We've got to sell some things. Simeon Schindelman, ladies and gentlemen, is president of the Small Business Division of United Healthcare. He and I will be back right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasick, game, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. Welcome back. It's 23 to the hour. Jim Blasick, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Simeon Schindelman. He's the president of the Small Business Division of United Healthcare out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Great city, the Twin Cities up there. Simeon, before we go any further, give us your website and tell us a little bit about United Healthcare.
Our website, it's easy to remember. It's www.unitedhealthcare.com, and you can get a lot of information there. And if you're a small employer looking for insurance coverage or information about it, a great place to go is your insurance agent as well. They're the most knowledgeable people.
So all your stuff is sold through agents?
Virtually every customer we have. We've got close to 250,000 small business customers around the United States. Virtually every one of those was sold through an agent. So agents are critical partners in this business.
Right. Absolutely coincidentally, we've just moved our health savings account, my company, to a company called Golden Rule, which is owned by your company.
That's right.
Golden
Rule is a division of United.
Right.
And Golden Rule has been a leader in HSAs. Before that was a leader in MSAs. The idea, as so many of your listeners I'm sure are familiar with, is that the more we can place both funds and information in the hands of consumers, they can become what you were talking about, more like real consumers. And less passive.
Yeah, yeah. The paternal relationship between employer and employee that was more the big business 20th century model is it's becoming a dinosaur, isn't it?
Well, the paternal model in terms of passive, a passive relationship,
right.
Sure is.
Yes.
But the amount of money employers spend on employees is still a lot, and the interest employers have in providing benefits is certainly still deep. So there is maybe a little bit of conflict or change in that in that paternal relationship, but it's still a very well-developed relationship.
What do you think United is doing to make it, to give it a competitive advantage over your competitors in the marketplace?
Well, Jim, I mentioned at least funds or funding, like an MSAN or an HSA, and I also have mentioned knowledge and information. I would tell you that those are probably the two of the areas that we've made the greatest amount of advancement in, and that you'll see from us. In the first area of funding, we have MSAs through Golden Rule. We were really among the first to offer MSAs, have the greatest number of MSA account holders. Today in HSAs, we also in the small employer universe have the greatest number of HSA account holders in the country and have developed some really nice tools to make that easy for employers and employees. In fact, we own our own bank.
Wow.
It's not a commercial bank.
Right.
You don't go make deposits and see a teller.
Right.
But that's so that the banking program for employers through United Healthcare is incredibly simple. It's incredibly easy. It's directly intertwined with our health care products.
Well, you know, HSAs are not an intuitive product for Americans, is it? It's a brand new concept. It's built on being somewhat self-insured. It's basically introduced the concept of being a consumer, and starting out with MSAs. But one of the things that a lot of people still don't know about HSAs is how the employer can be involved. Can provide HSAs for their employees, not just for the owners.
Absolutely. It's a critical component is that an employer can and typically will provide HSA funds for each employee, and then that employee is responsible for determining how that money is spent. That's the beautiful way of getting the consumer engaged.
Right.
And what the other part of what we're doing at United is through our consumer website for customers, it's called myuhc.com. And any consumer...
myuhc.com.
Yes, okay. Sir. MYUHC.
All right.
And the beauty of that website is that if you've got an HSA or any other kind of health coverage through us, and you're interested in having an idea about virtually anything around your coverage, who might you go see? What might they charge? What should a course of treatment cost? What kinds of alternatives do you have? That's available to you any time of day, very easily, and that can help you make your own decisions about how you spend your money and what you do.
Right.
Not just spending money, but whether to do and where to do, how to do, so that you can be a more informed consumer.
Absolutely. All right, we've got a couple of minutes left, Simeon. Small business owners are listening to you right now. They're concerned about their health care costs, and they need some help. What would you, if you could drop by on them right now and they said, okay, have a cup of coffee, tell us what we need to do, how can we be better, make better decisions about not only buying health care insurance, but buying health care?
Well, I think we've gone through a few of the topics, and let's go back over them. I think one is make sure you talk to an insurance agent who's knowledgeable about the various offerings in your community. Interestingly, even though companies like ours are national in scope, there are still a number of local players who you ought to know about. I'd love for you to buy from our company, but I want you to buy from a company that's right
for
you.
Thank you for that.
So I think talking to an insurance agent is critical, and insurance agencies are very, very commonly also small employers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll understand your needs. That's one. The second thing is look closely at HSAs and look closely at HRAs. We offer, effective January 1st of 2006, we'll be offering HRAs nationally. Well, an HRA and an HSA are similar in concept in that they give a fund to an employee, that fund is to be used before the employee actually has health coverage. That's that little bit of self-insurance.
So at the beginning of the year, they may say to an employee, you've got $1,000 that you can spend on health care, and after that, the insurance kicks in, for which you may contribute to yourself.
That's correct. There may be a corridor between that $1,000 and the insurance
right.
that you're responsible for yourself.
Simeon, not enough time, too much to talk about. Will you come back?
I'd love to come back.
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. You're going to be able to help us a lot in the future.
Thanks, Jim.
Simeon Schindelman, ladies and gentlemen, with United Healthcare. He's the president of their small business division. How about that? They've got their own division just for you and me. It doesn't get any better than that. 29 after. I'll be right back. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.